And you say something about, like, he's going to hurt him. But the other person says, I am not going to hurt him, or I ain't going to hurt him, or
I'm not going to hurt him. That's the way I did it.
Or I ain't going to hurt him, or something.
Well, it's a hate. I don't use hate very much.
I see.
I'm not going to hurt you.
And when somebody says, well, I'm right, aren't I, or something, would you say, would they say, ain't I, or aren't I?
Well, I'm right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's the only place I've learned your name.
I see. Uh-huh. And when you say, somebody says, it was you, and you say, no, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. It
wasn't me?
Wasn't it. Mm-hmm. It got used that apostrophe in there.
I see. Uh-huh. And when you're talking about a piece of cloth, you know, like one of your pieces, mm-hmm. and you're going to show it to somebody, and they said, well, I like this cloth. They might, what might they call it? A little piece, or
I like this a
scrap of cloth, or would they ever call it a sample? Would they ever call it anything else?
They call them samples, or they call them scraps, or
mm-hmm. And when you're talking about somebody's dress, but you say it's really attractive, but you say use another word, what might you say?
That's really pretty.
I see. Uh-huh. Or, you know, and you say, somebody
that
says,
looks good.
Or you say pretty, and somebody else says, no, but that other dress is even
prettier.
Or somebody says, yes, and that other dress is
beautiful.
Is the prettiest of all, would you?
Yeah, they say the prettiest of all.
I see. And let me see. And when you're talking and you're using, you know, you're signing something, and he gives you something to write it with. What would you call it?
Pen or pencil.
Uh-huh. And then you somebody gives you know when you're pinning up your baby's diapers, what kind of pen you?
Safety pen.
I see. And then you're sometimes when you went out to the well to drink out of the well, you know, you had a little cup there, and mm-hmm. what was that cup made of?
Usually made out of tin.
Uh-huh.
Or we used to have them made out of gourds.
I see. Or you have a dime, and how many cents is that?
10.
I see. And let me see. When you're talking about, and a man tries on a coat, and he says, well, that coat didn't fit me, but this coat
does.
Or this coat fit me.
Fits real well.
Uh-huh. Or the coat I tried on yesterday, you know. He says, the coat I tried on yesterday
didn't fit at all.
Uh-huh, yeah, perfect. I see. And when a man gets a complete outfit, and it's all, you know, nice and shiny, he says, well, I've got a
new suit.
Mm-hmm. And let me see. I think I'm almost through. Get my list out here. Okay, and when you're talking, you said somebody was throwing a rock or something. What size would you call it? Is a rock little, or is it?
Well, they usually throw stones.
And stones are little.
Uh-huh.
And
rocks bigger.
I see. And do you call it anything else? Like when you throw something, what else would you say instead of throw?
Through?
Because you say fling or pitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could pitch it, or you could throw it, fling it, or you put it in a sling shot and fling it off for
them. I see. Uh-huh.
And
you chunk it, or?
I don't know nothing about chunking anything.
Or when you go to visit somebody and nobody's there, you say, well, he isn't
at home.
Mm-hmm. Or when you talk about the house and she's not
here
in the house, or
she's not in the house.
I see.